In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Dearly loved by God in Christ Jesus, baptized into Christ. What's the date of your birthday? I'll suggest that perhaps except for the tiniest ones in our congregation, all of us know that date off the top of our heads. What is the date when God, the Holy Spirit, adopted you into God's family of faith? I'll also suggest that most of you probably don't have that date at the top of your heads and would probably have to look it up. Please, do that when you get home. Look it up. Because the date of your baptism is eternally more important and significant than the date of your human birth. God gave you new life the instant that He conceived you in your mother's womb. When you received water connected to God's Word from the pastor or somebody else in your baptism, you received the forgiveness of all your sins that Jesus earned for you on the cross. You received at that instant eternal life with God in heaven. One of the reasons we encourage parents to have their newborn child baptized in the divine service, or, and it's a good custom where we have started having a public recognition of a private baptism, is not because it's required that those baptisms take place in the church. But it's a good reminder, isn't it, to all of us, what a wonderful miracle and blessing that Jesus Christ has given to us together as the church in this sacrament. In our second lesson for today, the Apostle Paul gives us the meaning of holy baptism for my life. So join me this morning in looking at his words that assure us that we are baptized into a new life. In that new life, we are dead to sin. We are free from the power of sin. And we are alive with God in Christ. Last week, a friend of mine posted on Facebook, "One of the greatest joys of the public ministry is being able to baptize." I agree with Mike 100%. Who would not take great joy in performing this miracle? And that's what holy baptism is. It's a miracle that God has given to the church. The Word of Christ, baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, connected to simple water, forgives sins. It creates new spiritual life. It endows eternal life. God works this miracle entirely without any cooperation from the sinner who is being baptized. When I was baptized, I was merely the recipient of God's pledge of a good conscience to me because I'm forgiven through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. The physical resurrection of Jesus Christ is the basis for and the power of the sacrament of holy baptism that we received most likely when we were children, perhaps when we were adults, and which we administer in our church. In holy baptism, the Holy Spirit unites us to Christ's death. It connects us to Christ's burial. It joins us to Christ's resurrection. Those things that He did, we did. Those things that are His through baptism are ours. We died with Christ. And now we count ourselves dead to sin. Paul wrote, "For we know that our old self was crucified with Him, so that the body of sin might be done away with." The body of sin is my human flesh and my sinful nature that I receive from my parents when I'm conceived. The body of work, and we talk about a painter's body of work or an actor's body of work, the body of work that we produce from that flesh and that sinful nature is entirely sin. But it is that flesh, it is that sinful nature, it is that body of work of my sin that Jesus Christ killed when He died on the cross. You know, when we talk about, or hear somebody say to somebody else, "You're dead to me." What does that mean? It means, I'm not going to have anything to do with you anymore. It means you have no rights, no privileges with me. "You're dead to me" means that you have no claim on any prior relationship that we had. Well, that's what it means to be dead to sin connected to the death of Christ. Sin has no rights or claims on me anymore. I have nothing to do with sin and my sinful nature and my human flesh. Because Christ died and was buried and rose again after He took all that sin to the grave, rising without it, that sin has nothing more to do with me. My sin, my flesh, my old Adam, they're dead to me. They have no claims on me. They can ask for no rights or privileges from me. As far as God is concerned, it is as if they were never in a relationship with me. By the death of Jesus Christ that is mine through my holy baptism, God expunged, He erased, He removed, He forgot the body of work that is all my sins. Whether I committed those sins in the past, whether I'm committing them now, or when I commit them in the future. And so daily, through our baptism, we say to the old Adam, "You are dead to me." We have been baptized into new life so that our old Adam, so that we are dead to sin. But it also means that we have been set free from the power of sin in our lives. Think of a former slave who has been set free from ownership by his master. No longer must that slave obey what that master tells him. No longer does that former slave have to listen to his previous master's threats. "If you don't obey me, I'm going to sell you. If you don't obey me, I'm going to beat you, or I'm going to kill you." Now that former slave may be standing right there in the presence of his former master, but he is free from those commands. He is free from threats of any punishment. You and I, by our baptisms, have been set free from the power of our sins. Our sins still tell us obey me. But I don't have to listen because I'm set free. My guilty conscience, my sins might threaten me and say, you are damned if you disobey. The devil might come and accuse me before God and say, they sinned. You must send them to hell. But we are free from those threats. We are free from those accusations, as we sang in our hymn. You and I have in our baptisms the power to say no to sin, to say no to temptation. And because of our baptisms, because of our freedom from sin, from its power, when we foolishly choose to listen anyway, when we foolishly follow along, then we know that we have been forgiven for those times when we have listened to the devil, to the sinful world, or our sinful flesh. Our new life is freedom and power over sin. Paul writes, because anyone who has died has been freed from sin. Jesus died bearing our sins. He took those sins to the grave. He took the punishment of those sins to hell when he suffered eternal damnation on the cross. And because he died once for all, and we gain that blessing through holy baptism, we have been freed from the power of sin. We are baptized once, and we confess in the creed that we believe in one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. But we are to think about our baptism every day. We are to daily drown our old Adam, our sinful nature, by the power of our freedom in Christ. And again, what that means is that when I get up in the morning, and the very first thing I think is, I am a redeemed and baptized child of God. Therefore, it is my goal today to live a holy life to the glory of Him who loved me and gave Himself for me. And I know that because I'm a baptized child of God, that when I fail in that, that my Father always forgives my sins. I will always be a member of His family. I always will have eternal life in heaven. God has baptized us into new life in holy baptism. We're dead to our sins. We're freed from the power of sin. We've been made alive in His resurrection. Again, and here's the tie between His physical resurrection and the resurrection from unbelief to faith. The resurrection from being under the power of sin to having power over sin. And that is that Jesus rose from the dead. That is our justification. That is our holiness in God's sight because of what Jesus did. So we have been set free like that former slave that I mentioned, but not so I can say, hey, this is great. Now I can go out and live how I want. No, now I can say, now I want to go out and live how God wants. Because now I am alive with God. I am connected to God. He is my Father. I am His child. Jesus is my brother. Paul wrote, now if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with Him. The death He died to sin once for all. But the life He lives to God. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. You know, when one ox is connected to another, he has to go where the other one goes. Our baptism has connected us to Christ. So the way Christ goes, we have to go because we're connected to Him. And the way Christ goes is toward His Heavenly Father. The way Christ goes is to obedience of His Father's will. And so connected to Him by baptism, we go to the Father. We go to God's will because we are connected to Christ. Being alive to God means that even though I must still stand in the presence of my former master, because I'm still carrying around my sinful nature, can't get away from him until I die, I'm still in his presence, but I'm not living for him. I'm living for God. I'm not listening to him. I'm listening to God. It means that sin doesn't reign over me. It means I will not offer the members of my body in service to sin, but rather in service to God. My faith is now alive with God in Christ. It means the life I now live, I no longer live for myself, but I live for Him who loved me and who gave Himself for me. Holy baptism is a miracle. It is a means of grace. I need to daily remember that I am a baptized child of God. And then I know no sin excludes me from God's family. And as a member of God's family, I want no sin in my life. For me, that miracle took place on May 2nd, 1948. What was the date when God worked that miracle in your heart? Find out and rejoice. Because in that miracle, you were buried with Him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. Amen.